Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What up, you turds? It's Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. You're with the man who coined that phrase, Swerve Strickland. You can see him in action this Saturday, November 18th at AEW Full Gear, the Kia Forum, taking on Hangman Page. Swerve, how you doing?
I'm a little perturbed from last night, but, you know, I'll get through this, you know. Good to see you, Sean. It's good to have our discussions.
have we had an official interview? No, this is
the first time. I think this is the first one, like, me and you one-on-one. Yeah.
I don't know how that Will Washington kept landing interviews with you, but he was the one that was doing a lot of the interviewing along the way.
Payroll.
Yeah. Once a shill, you know. But as we film this, you mentioned it right off the bat, like you're a little perturbed about last night. There were some things said during Hangman Page and yourself face-to-face in the ring that, quite frankly, a lot of people don't know about. That's not the type of thing that Fightful generally reports, but it's sort of out there into the ether now. He brought up your apparently ex-fiance, your kids, even where Prince Nana purchases some things, which I'm sure we're going to get into later. But how did you feel when that was brought up for the first time that it's ever been acknowledged, period, ever?
A little blindsided, to say the least. A lot more personal. It honestly feels interesting to be on the other side of that after how me and Hangman started this whole thing, me coming to him after All Out in Chicago. You know, I brought a lot of things that were, like, personal to the forefront of AEW television that I'm pretty sure he didn't appreciate. And now you're seeing him, like, kind of throw those things back to me and not allowing me to really get a word in. It's very interesting to be on the other side of that. But on another note, with that being said, he's realizing how dirty he really has to get to really play this game with me. If you notice him coming out the last couple weeks, him putting me through a table off the stage last week, he's dressing, he's not wearing those butterfly jeans anymore. He's not wearing these colorful cowboy stars and little jackets. No, He's in dark leather a little bit. There's a different little spark of fire in his eyes now. And once again, I've always said, I bring out the best in a lot of people every single time. I bring out sometimes the worst in a lot of people, and I'm bringing out the worst in Hangman. And it's nice to see him get a little muddy with us down here, get a little nasty and dirty. And if he thinks he's sending me to hell, no, I'm taking him with me at this point. And so you're starting to see that.
You didn't have the opportunity to say anything on Dynamite. So, like, what would your retort have been to all that had he not jumped right into what followed?
At this point, I really had not much to say. It was more about what I was going to do. And with that stipulation being set for the night, I don't want to lose my money. I could care less about this match in LA and Forum. I don't want to necessarily have to put my body on the line against this man. Why? For what? What do I gain? I've already beat this man. He needs that match against me. But I'm not trying to be suspended for the rest of the year and like derail my legacy that I'm on, this run that I'm on. I'm not trying to lose anything. The second, like I said, like when I was in the media scrum after Wrestle Dream, the second I lose momentum, I might not get it back. And that's what Hangman's trying to do. He's trying to take away my momentum that I'm on off of his name, off of my win against him. And he wants me to attack him. He wants me way more than I want to stay on this roster and stay making a paycheck for the rest of 2024. He wants me that bad. And he's egging me on to do something and to fight him and get the match thrown out. But he doesn't want the match thrown out at the same time, because he knows how much I need to beat him again to really cement my legacy here in AEW and in the wrestling industry. So we're in a real true Texas cowboy outlaw showdown right now. We're in a standstill and it's high noon. We both have our hands right on our pistols ready to draw at any moment. And it's a chess match. It's one of the biggest chess matches you're seeing in wrestling all across the board right now. And we have to play this correctly. Myself, Nana, and the rest of the Mogul Embassy have to play this correctly or we lose everything.
It certainly seemed like you drew your pistol before five paces when you showed up at his home, of all things. Like that, I mean, we see you over crib. We see you and Prince Nana in the home and all that. He is at the venue reacting to that. I would love to hear the process of that occurring, filming it, the follow-up. Were you worried about any potential backlash from the public, from anybody?
The second I worry about backlash is the second I stop creating. And it's funny, like, people present backlash to me in my segments and my little moments on television and not to others who've really gone off the rails. It's funny that the goalpost moves in certain ways. And I notice that and I see that and I hear the discourses and I play with that a lot. People have no idea how much I really love egging people on and really drawing out some type of discussion about the things that I do, the things that I say. People try to pick it apart and find errors in my ways, which there aren't. I truly see no errors in my ways. You can, if you look for something a lot, you're probably going to find it, or it's just your mind playing tricks on you, or you're just not
breaking into a man's home.
You know, yeah. So you can find, yeah. But breaking into, like, you know, that was something. Like I said, I bring out the worst in people or the best in people. Sometimes both at the same time, and I really wanted to test where Hangman really was. You know, I wanted to see his home. I wanted to see what the next generation of the Hangman legacy is going to be. And I want to influence him before his father influences him. I wanted to get to the root of the next 20 years of pro wrestling before Hangman does. You know, like, once again, I'm all about legacy. I want to create a legacy and I want to influence a legacy. I want to influence the next generation. So why not influence the next possible future AEW world champion? Maybe I'm influencing the next future Mogul Embassy member. You never know. But I'm a mental scientist when it comes to this thing. And I wanted to show the world and Hangman that your words have, your words truly have repercussions to them. And I can reach out of this television, this squared circle, this squared box and cubicle thing, and I can touch anybody I want to in real time, in real life. I'm not just going to talk on a microphone. I'm actually going to do it.
You talked about being a creator. One of your creations has lended so much to your presentation, and that's the theme song. And
yeah,
we saw Chris Jericho do stuff with his rock band for years, and we see the pride on his face when an audience sings that. Like you can tell how proud he is that people love that. Do you get that same sense of pride every time? Now people are dancing to your theme song, a song that is from you. They know the words to it. I mean, it goes viral with like TikToks and Instagram reels and that. Like, how does that make you feel as a creator and a performer, even outside the realm of wrestling?
Well, with Jericho.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
It was like the patriarch of a lot of those crossover media things in pro wrestling. You know, I take a lot of influence from his work ethic and like from him just doing a cruise to start in Fozzy from years, almost 20 years ago. Like, you know, just seeing that process, I read his books and hearing his process of creating in Fozzy and like really starting from like ground up and really like trying to get people to really buy in an early stage was a lot of work and a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of grinding, a lot of touring and all that stuff. And that's the ultimate dream that you want to do, you know? So I take a lot from him in that sense, but trying to find a way to do it in a hip hop way was another challenge because like, hip hop has had influence in pro wrestling for many years. Like without like hip hop, you wouldn't have a John Cena. You know what I mean? But man, it's never been really tapped into in such a big way like that. I would say like ever since like maybe like a Ron Killings is another guy I would say like really had that influence. My man, just like me trying to take it in the viral world is an uncharted territory. And I feel like me and Flash Garments and Prophet the Producer and Khalid, you know, who co-produced that track, really saw something before a lot of people. And it still took like almost a full year for that to really generate to the TikTok realm. And Nana just put it over the edge. Like it was like alley-oop, but we're waiting for somebody to catch and dunk it. And Nana was that slam dunk for it. And shouts out to Nana for like a big resurgence in 2023. Like man's been in the industry for over 20 years and like him coming into Ring of Honor, people weren't like necessarily had an eye on him like that in the embassy. And then just like attaching us both together, like Tony literally came up with the idea to merge us together. And so that's hats off to Tony and his booking. And cause I didn't even see it really like that. It was just like, okay, we got this. Let's play off of that. Okay, we got this. Let's do more of that and push that. Some people still have criticisms about not us taking up screen time and taking up my glow or my attention off of me. I'm like, no. Like it's like we're Steph and Klay Thompson, man. Like sometimes Klay's gonna drop 60 and have the hot hand, but other times Steph is gonna go off and drop 40 and 50. On another night, and I have no problem assisting my brother, and he has no problem passing it to me. Whether he takes those rewards and goes buys weed with it. Who cares? Like, we winning right now. You know, that's what we doing. And so just that whole process was just like trial, error, see where the algorithm's going, tap into it, see where the algorithm's going, tap into it again. Then like, it's just constantly tapping on a cylinder and seeing if that car engine sparks and just keep doing it until it's fully revved. And this Saturday, you're going to see us fully push foot on the gas on this one. Really take it to another level. That's all I'm going to say. So tune in Saturday, not only just for a bloodbath of a match of the Texas Death Match, me and Adam Page, but see where we take this viral thing to another level.
Excited to check that out. Full gear this Saturday. A reminder, guys, I don't think I've ever seen you like break on camera. Has Prince Nana done anything that almost made you break?
Oh, when I watch it back, I break. But during the moments, I'm kind of tunnel vision. If you notice, there's times I don't even look at him. I don't even see what's happening. I'm kind of looking at the audience and seeing who's reacting, what to play to, where do my eyes go. I kind of want to like generate reaction just from my look from the audience. And Nana's generating that side of the crowd. So like, all right, let me get this side of the crowd with my emotion, my expression. Because some people want that attention from the audience. They want to see the attention of the performer and the wrestler. Like, hopefully he's looking at me. No, he's looking at me. Hopefully he's looking at me. So they all make noise to try to see who the performer is really engaging and looking at. But Nana has this whole side bumping, and I'm trying to get this whole side on a whole nother spectrum. So that's my focus on the entrance. I look back and see what Nana's really doing. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. But there's also cool levels to it too. You know, there's a lot of cool levels to what we're doing as far as that. And I'm really proud of it. I'm really happy with what we discovered and what we would continue to truly like really navigate through and discover, because this is still really fresh. And there's no wrestler, performer, manager dynamic like us. And I appreciate that more than trying to be like, no, manager should be doing this. Nana does this. Swerve doesn't need this. Nana's too much this. I'm like, no, there's nobody doing that. And I love that. Like, this shouldn't be the prototypical wrestler manager combo dynamic that we've seen for like the since the beginning of time with pro wrestling and managers. Like, no, we have something dynamic that's like nobody else is doing. And I don't think there's any dynamic that anybody else can do it.
Is his weed any good, or is it sticks and stems? Is he getting sold oregano by Santiago and Dunbar? Like, what's going on here?
See, I don't smoke, so I wouldn't know. But you know, I would hope he's smart enough to like, you know, get the grade A, like not mid.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope.
Like maybe it's some sort of prodigy that he's getting it from. At the high school.
My question is it the same high school kid every city we're in? That's what I'm really questioning. I'm like, how are we getting the same, you know, because we're not in the same city every time.
That's also true. That's also true. Maybe it's just Nick Wayne.
You know, he's been acting a little different ever since Nick Wayne came into this company. So I don't know.
So that was another interesting segment we saw on TV. You approached Nick Wayne's home and exclaimed, and I quote, "What up, turds?"
Yeah.
Which it has now entered the lexicon of pro wrestling fans everywhere. That was a hit.
That was going back to my military days a little bit. And I guess because it's like, oh, I had a drill sergeant, Drill Sergeant Purnell, back in the day, and he was one of the funniest drill sergeants ever. While he was punishing us, we would laugh while we were doing push-ups. And he always had funny things to say in cadence while we were doing push-ups and stuff. Turds was one of his things that he would call us sometimes. But he had this gold tooth with a dollar sign right there. And he, like, literally, it was like almost Major Payne-esque of a comedian this guy was. But he was so serious, but also, like, lesson teaching. And he, I would say, in my 17, 18 years old, that time period, he was one of the most influential people as like that I've ever met. And I haven't seen him in 20 years, but man, that I'll never forget that guy. And so What Up Church is kind of like a shout out to him.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And I was going to ask you as we wrap up, a reminder, guys, Full Gear this Saturday, November 18th from the Kia Forum, also on pay-per-view. Veterans Day was recently. You balanced wrestling in the military for quite some time, which neither one of those two things is easy, much less balancing the two of them. Oh, how did you manage that?
I balanced.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a lot more. By like 17, I graduated high school. 2 weeks later, I went to basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Did 8 months. I did my basic training, which was 2 weeks, 2 months in Fort Jackson. Then taking a bus right to my tech training, which ate what my job was going to be, which was signal support communications in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Spent another 6 months there, and then came back the following year. And when I came back, I had my military drills. I moved down to Richmond, Virginia, started wrestling training in Ground Zero Wrestling. Got a job at a cemetery, actually, of all places. And then I went to school at ITT Tech. And then my oldest daughter was born that same year. All that happened. And so I was like, okay, I can't balance all these things at 18. So I ended up just like dropping out of school, did like a year semester, and then like just left school, tried to find jobs, little menial work, had to go from Richmond, Virginia back up to Pennsylvania. That's 4-hour drive to do my drills once a month and to see my daughter, and then come back and then train every week in wrestling. So all that was happening at 18 years old.
My God. And then look where it got you now. You are in a premiere match on an AEW pay-per-view again this Saturday, November 18th from the Kia Forum, AEW Full Gear. We've got Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Page. Swerve, it's been an honor to have you. Really the first time we've heard you since that promo the other night. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Yes, sir.